Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Elizabeth Locker Plant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Locker Plant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here, and you've heard me talking about what's going on over there in the Middle East. This whole thing is financed by the CIA and by the Bank of England. There was this fascinating article. It appeared in the Belfast Telegraph, where Lord James got up before the House of Lords and talked about, and this was the 4th of November of last year, talked about how he had funneled billions of pounds to the terrorists in Ireland and billions of pounds to the terrorists in North Africa. As he said, I can't talk about it. It's ongoing. It's a sensitive issue. Came from the Bank of England. Now, why would the Bank of England be funneling money to terrorist organizations in Ireland and in North Africa? And they actually had films there on this article of Lord James talking before the House of Lords. Well, of course, you could find that. You could Google it in, a Belfast Telegraph, Lord James funding terrorists. And it was up there for several weeks after we talked about it. But you'd never guess what happened. Why, I went last night, just wanted to make sure it was up there, and you can't find the article. It's disappeared off of Google. And I went to Start Page, and it has disappeared off the Start Page. Now, we have the article, and we'll be glad to provide it for you, or we can get you the URL. It'll be in my latest newsletter when that gets out, going into the fact that the Bank of England, according to Lord James, he was funneling billions of pounds into these terrorist organizations in North Africa. What did the terrorist organizations in North Africa accomplish? Well, let's see now. They've overthrown Tunisia. They're in the process of overthrowing Egypt. They've certainly are working in Algeria because there's been all sorts of riots there. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, revolutions don't just happen. Revolutions come about because they're planned. Who do you think it was who bought off the leaders of the Tunisian army and the Egyptian army, so they didn't intervene and simply just mow down the protesters? Why? It takes a lot of money, and Bank of England has lots of money. They can just create money out of nothing. They've been doing it for years, just like the Fed. They all work in this thing together, but they can't let the American people know that we are disrupting the governments over there, who we've kept in power, incidentally. We fund dictators throughout the world. But now we're going to turn that whole region over to the radical Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhood so we can have a war. After all, if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? And, of course, I should have suspected they'd take those articles down. They have. We have them. If you don't believe what I tell you, And we can even tell you after a year or two, I actually find the article. It is still up on the web, but simply Google works very closely with NSA. That's NSA, no such agency. It's the National Security Administration. Far more lethal, far larger budget, far more dangerous to freedom than the CIA. When was the last time you read an article in the paper about the NSA? You're not supposed to know about it. In fact, I had a friend who'd done some very important research work about how he had actually gone to Moscow after the Berlin Wall came down and the archives in Russia were opened up. He found out that he read Lenin's diary. And he had to copy it out in longhand, Lenin's wife's diary. They then offered to send the Tsar, Alexander, and his family to England, get them out of the country. But the British king wouldn't accept them. The British government would not accept the cousin of the king of England and left them in Russia to die. Why? Well, they had a lot of money deposited with the Bank of England. They had a lot of money deposited in England, and when they died, hallelujah, the British ended up with all that money, did away with any possible competition, did away with the possibility that, there might be a rallying point for the anti-communists. You wanted an inefficient system. Communism is an inefficient system. It doesn't work. And so you wanted an inefficient system to do away with competition so you could control all those people over there in Russia with the people you were financing, which was the communists. And communism has always been supported by the West, just exactly as we are building up and we have built up communist China, because they have resorted to a sort of a capitalist system. It's really a fascist system. It is an enterprise system where, of course, people have an incentive to work rather than as a communist system where they have a disincentive to work. Well, with us this morning, hopefully, is David Rubin. He is the former mayor of one of the major cities in Israel. And we want to keep you and get you up to date on what's really going on in Israel, because I fear that when this war, this terrible war comes that we are laying the foundation for, and believe me, the Islamists are going to take over Pakistan, and all those nuclear weapons that this third-rate country was able to produce with the help of the American State Department, and that is the Sybil Edmonds story. If you've never read the Sybil Edmonds story, it's my January 2008 newsletter. Read it. And weep. I mean, it involves Sybil Edmonds going all the way to the United States Supreme Court so she could tell the American people how we were arming Pakistan with nuclear weapons. And the Supreme Court said, oh, we can't let you do that. Why is national security? We can't let the American people know that we're providing the weapons for Pakistan. After all, they're our friends. But ladies and gentlemen, not much longer. David Rubin, are you there?
Dr. Stan, we're still working on getting David Rubin on the line, but you do.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, we'll. If you're out there in the listening audience and you would like to give us a call.
You have a caller, Jim, online?
Well, let's go to Jim, who's on the line. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
How you doing?
Hello? I'm good.
Yeah, go ahead.
On InfoWars Ireland, the Blackheath article is still there.
Oh, great. Okay, on InfoWars Ireland. Go there.
Alex Jones, InfoWars Ireland.
Okay, hold on. Hang on through the break.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, We find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child.
Well, Dr. Stan, here we had Jim just come on the line and tell me that the article is still available on InfoWars. That, of course, the Alex Jones website. God bless Alex for getting this information out. This is probably one of the most important articles you'll ever read. I mean, here's a British peer, a member of the House of Lords, getting up and saying, oh, yes, I send money over to, I've been acting as a conduit. I've been sending money from the Bank of England to the terrorists in Ireland. That's the IRA that has been blowing up English, you know, at people. And, oh, we've got to do something about the IRA, terrible IRA. Of course, the number two man of the IRA was a British intelligence agent, the man who was responsible for torturing people to death who were thought to be infiltrators, was a British intelligence agent, both of them working and being funded by the British. Why would they be funding the IRA? You got to have an enemy, ladies and gentlemen. You got to have an enemy, just like here in the United States. The American Communist Party was largely funded certainly by people of great wealth and by our intelligence agencies. The Ku Klux Klan, the Nazi Party, the Aryan Resistance Movement, the people behind the bombing of the Oklahoma City building, all funded certainly with your tax dollars or from the Great Tax Exempt Foundation. Jimmy is still there? I guess we lost Jim. Well, I'm so glad. Appreciate you calling in. Get the article, pull it down. It's one of the most important articles, and make copies of it and circulate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be the army out there that's getting the information to the public. We're funding this whole Islamic radical takeover of the Muslim world. Why would you do that? Well, we need an enemy if we're going to have a war, if we're going to have another nice war. Don't we need an enemy? This is what we did with Hitler's Germany. We built up, and as you've heard me say before, and you'll hear me say many times again, explain to me how Adolf Hitler was able to come to power in 1933 to a bankrupt nation with an army that couldn't fight its way out of a paper bag, that did not have adequate arms or weapons. 3 years later, Adolf Hitler was able to defy the Versailles Treaty and the rest of the world and send troops, German troops, into the Rhineland, which was, of course, forbidden by the Treaty of Versailles. And then 2 years after that, invade Austria and invade the Sudetenland, which was the, they called it the Sudeten Southern Land. It was had been part of Germany. It was taken away from them and given to Czechoslovakia, but it was really a German province. And then shortly after that, the rest of Austria, pardon me, the rest of Czechoslovakia. How was he able to do that? By 1938, 5 years after he came to power? Why, very simply, American corporations from the Council on Foreign Relations went to Germany to build up the German military. Now, how can you verify that? Well, first of all, you have to have the membership list of the CFR and the CNEO. You can get them from the book by Cindy called The Invisible Government, written by Dan Smoot. We don't care it, but it still has those old membership lists. And of course, you go to the modern membership list and find the GM is part of this. And of course, it's always General Electrical. Ford through the Ford Motor Company is part and parcel of this whole Brotherhood of Darkness, IT&T, IBM. That was Thomas Watson. He was a founder of the CFR, but we're talking about 1933, and of course the major banks were funding Adolf Hitler's reconstitution of his government. Standard Oil was over there. The Rockefellers were over there. Helping to build up Adolf Hitler. DuPont was transferring them the patents so they could create rubber. After all, you have to have rubber for your trucks to carry your military. You have to have the ability to create high-octane gasoline for your fighter planes that will be used to shoot down American and English fighter planes, and that came from, I believe, DuPont. I may have come from Exxon, but anyway, of course, we built up Adolf Hitler. And we have those three books, excellent, important books, about this, because you are not to understand. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, said George Santayana. And those who control the present control the past, and those who control the past control the future. And, of course, that's what it's really all about. And you must understand that they control the past because they've rewritten the history. They've tried to suppress books like this, and that would be Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton, America's Nazi Future by John Loftus, who had a security clearance three levels above top secret and got the chance to go through the archives that nobody else had gone through about Sydney, the people in Belarus who killed 2 million Jews and then were punished by being allowed to come to New Jersey and live out their lives in comfort. These were Nazi sympathizers in Belarus who slaughtered 2 million Jews. And you've never heard the story. In John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Secret, he wrote a book 20 or 30 years ago about this, but the government wouldn't let him put in the truth because, of course, it was all in because of national security. Or we couldn't let the people in Belarus know that we had rewarded these Nazi sympathizers by letting them come to New Jersey and live out their lives in comfort. And of course, John Loftus goes into the Americans who lived in Germany during the Second World War, who headed the 100 American corporations that built up the weapons the Nazi used not only before the war but during the war, and how they were arrested. These Americans were arrested after the war and taken to a concentration camp and then immediately released, and nothing was ever said. After all, if you've got to have an enemy, you've got to create one. And that's what they did with Hitler's Germany, that's what we did with Stalin's Russia, and that is what we're doing with the radical Islamic Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood today. And then, of course, the third book in this series is Charles Higham's Trading with the Enemy. They're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And that's why this article I talked about this morning, and Jim called in on, saying it's up on InfoWars, and basically it's the Lord James article, where Lord James gets up and speaks, says, "Oh yeah, I've been sending money over." You have to know it, the sequence of what happened. He had actually been approached by something known as Foundation X, who it is. I don't know whether it's Chinese or whether it's Rothschilds or somebody with, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars that they were quite willing to loan England to help them get out of their financial quandary, or maybe give it to them. Who knows? But Lord James was talking about that, and somebody got up and said, why would anybody from Foundation X approach you? After all, who are you? And Lord James will say, well, let me tell you who I am. You know, and then he talks about this, you know, how he's been funneling billions of pounds to the terrorists in Ireland and North Africa. Why would he say that? Well, he probably, if he had thought about it, he wouldn't have said it. The implications, letting the commoners, the common people like you and me and the common people of England, realize, of course, that he was acting as a conduit, funneling money to the best enemies money could buy. You must understand this is how it works. Our telephone number, give us a call. We don't seem to be getting through to David Rubin. So give us a call, 1-800-605-1-800-877-254-7524. I've got about 16 different call-in numbers for different programs, but the one for American Freedom Network, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We have nothing prepared, and we haven't been able to reach our regularly scheduled guests. So give us a call at 877-254-7524, and we'd love to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I think it's so vitally important you understand this basic principle. If you didn't have a communist enemy, how could you have after the Second World War, how would you possibly have justified getting the American people to continue paying income taxes? How would you possibly have justified spending half of our federal budget on the military? After all, if we didn't have an enemy we had to fear, why we couldn't justify that? Just like, well, if we didn't have that terrible Osama bin Laden over there, who has incidentally been funded and created by the CIA. In fact, I've always suspected the CIA had taken out the fellow Assam, who was the real leader of Al-Qaeda, so that we could have Osama bin Laden nominally lead this more or less fictional organization. It's really just Al-Qaeda. It was something created by the Western intelligence agencies. There is this radical Islamic Jihad, Muslim Brotherhood, which, of course, was this effort to go back to this more primitive form of the Muslim faith. Most Muslims are not jihadists. And in fact, the people over there in Egypt are frightened to death of radicals that take over. Things are bad under Mubarak. After all, we were financing an elite there who lived like kings. Some people say the Mubarak family had sequestered away some $70 billion. Other people say it was really only $30 billion. That they'd simply stolen from the Egyptian people so they could live in, you know, in feudal elegance while the people starved. The average person over there in Egypt was living on $2 a day. And then because we manipulated, I should say, the Brotherhood of Darkness, it's not you and I, but it's these wicked people who've taken over control of our government, have manipulated international commodity markets for wheat and for sugar and for salt and for grains and the bare essentials of life, and in many places almost double the cost of these. And when you're living on $2 a day and the cost of food goes up, why, you're going to be a little unhappy. You're going to be hungry. And in Algiers and in Tunisia and Egypt, the crowds were chanting, give us salt, give us sugar. Why, you can go down to store and buy it. It's not expensive, but for them, because of the changes in the value of their currency or the rising cost of the commodities to them, why, these people were hurt. They were hungry. They were desperate. And so they swept up in this revolutionary turmoil, which will again do, in the end, leave them certainly even worse off, and I fear is going to lead to terrible, terrible wars. Because, you see, the leaders of this invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness, really want to kill off most of the people in the world. And all you need to do is suddenly read their writings, read what these people say. And if you haven't read my little pamphlet, The Population Control Agenda, The Population Control Agenda, PCA, if that'll help you to remember it better, it's up on the Internet, it's up on our website, and it's in the incomplete because I wrote it 10 years, probably 15 years ago, but it's the best thing that's available up there, and hopefully one of these days we'll complete this book we've started writing called None Dare Call It Genocide. Genocide is taking place today. It's taking place right here in the United States, and since I really got started this battle back in 86, and that was because the battle on AIDS, I didn't understand that. I couldn't understand. I didn't want to believe it was all about population control at that time. And Lorraine Day, Dr. Day, kept telling me, Stan, it's all about population control. That's why we're not trying to stop the epidemic. Well, I didn't want to believe it. And I fought it. And I failed. 50 million people have died. 50 million people. We'll be back. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I'm going to ask our producer to call 845 888-738-1522. Basically, call 845-738-1522. That might get us there. That may be a cell phone or something. Anyway, give it a call and let's see what happens. Anyway, we're doing open lines. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our number, 1-800-1-877-254-7524. But we know, of course, this whole thing is contrived. There's an article on the London Telegraph pointing out that the WikiLeaks has shown us that basically 3 years ago, our government was financing this whole Islamic terrorist movement that finances one young man from Egypt who was sent over to England to a meeting of other people who were planning the downfall of Mubarak. And, of course, this, American ambassador to Egypt was sending some sort of a secret communication back to the State Department talking about this young man, how, of course, we couldn't let the public know we were financing the overthrow of Mubarak. This was 3 years ago. So this is all slam dunk. This article is in the London Telegraph, and if you can't get it, why, of course, we have copies. Barry Shamus has been talking about this and has written about it. And I think it's vitally important that you understand what is going on. This is all contrived. American tax dollars at work, overthrowing the Mubarak regime. Was it corrupt? Absolutely. We're keeping corrupt dictators in power all throughout the world. We're keeping Mugabe in power in Rhodesia. We're keeping the communists there in South Africa. The ANC, it was a communist organization. We're keeping communists in power all over Africa. Now we're keeping communists in power in Russia. Who do you think built the oil wells, drilled the oil wells and the natural gas wells that provide the income for Russia today? We're going to have to go over there and drill even more. They're just not... because I think BP BP is going to actually go over there and form a partnership now with the large Russian oil company, so that BP will go in there with the know-how and build more oil wells, and that'll refinance the Russian government. But you got to create your enemies if you're going to have a war, and I fear that down the line will come the Great War with Russia and China. We're preparing that. We're building China up for the great battle, and that'll take care of the population control problem over in China and in Russia, and yes, even here in the United States, because, of course, they have their underground enclaves for the elite, and they're located, certainly, I know they have one up in Santa Rosa, underground bunkers. They have them certainly back in Washington, D.C., in fact, there was a fellow who wrote a book. He was a PhD, and he wrote this book about underground tunnels. You can get the book from name escapes me, but if you want to, you can get it for Adventures Unlimited, I think is the title of the organization, Adventures Unlimited. Well, this PhD wrote two books about all these massive underground tunnels they have here. They blacklisted him. He couldn't get a job anywhere in free America. Last thing I heard, he was working as a window washer somewhere in Arizona. And that's what happens. If you tell the truth, they target you and they destroy you. And this happens here. This is what happened to my good friend Dr. Dennis Cuddy, the most eminent historian of our time and researcher of our time. He can't get a job anywhere. He can't get a job at universities. He's been blacklisted. He can't get a job in industry. He's been blacklisted. And fortunately, he's able to survive, and we help him. And if you're in a position to help him, you should. And I keep trying to get Dennis to put a PayPal button on his articles to help raise funds for himself. And he just can't bring himself to do that, and I keep trying to get his books published. I've got several publishers, but he doesn't like the publishers, and And the other questions about them, some of them, I mean, they would be all right. They would pay this, but sums of money that, you know, his royalties, but certainly, you know, they're a little new agey, and he shies away from that. But Dennis certainly has been blacklisted because he's an honest historian, and he records the truth about what's happened, and they can't let the American people learn the truth about the occult secret organizations working behind the scenes, directing the course of world affairs. And, of course, in the present time, they're manipulating us into a great and terrible and horrible war with the Islamic world. Horrible even more so because, of course, we've provided the wherewithal for the building of the nuclear weapons by the Pakistan government. And as we've said before, and you'll probably hear me say again, how do you think a third-rate nation like Pakistan would be able to build nuclear weapons? I mean, they certainly, I can understand why Israel would be able to build nuclear weapons. They have advanced scientists there. The Israeli people have been given a gift by God for science and other, you know, other talents. And, of course, they've been able to gain the wealth, obtain the money necessary. But how would Pakistan be able to build nuclear weapons? Why, we provided it for them. And that's what Sybil Edmonds was trying to, wanted to tell the American people. And even the Supreme Court said, oh, no, that would violate national security in the name of preserving America. We can't possibly let the American people know that the American State Department, with the connivance of the FBI and other high government agencies, allowed a Turkish intelligence agency and people within the Jewish intelligence to transfer the technology and the wherewithal to Pakistan to build nuclear weapons. But then if Pakistan didn't have the nuclear weapons, how could we possibly have a nuclear war at this time? Once you understand that, it all begins to make sense. The article said the Sybil Edmonds eventually went to the London Times, and risking imprisonment here in the United States, she told them the story. They published it in a series of articles in the London Times. And to show you how effective the degree of control is over the American media, not one word in the American media after Sybil Edmonds had come forward with the story. Not one word. You can get it on the Internet, of course. But then, of course, they're buying that up. I see where they just bought the Huffington Post, I think, for, I don't know, $300 million, something like that. Why? Huffington Post has been printing some pretty good articles. Liberal, certainly Adrienne Huffington's a liberal, but some very good articles. So they simply bought her out. She'll be the editor-in-chief of an organization they control. Because, believe me, you take that amount of money from the Brotherhood of Darkness, you do what you're told to. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and warfare,
holy places and in his hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and it's open line, if you'd like to call us, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But we've certainly been talking about what I fear is the reason and the rationale behind what's going on today, and they want an enemy. And, of course, we've overthrown, we're in the process of overthrowing all of the governments over there. Tunisia now has been overthrown. Sudan, it sounds like Mubarak will be fleeing. I just saw the article this morning. Mubarak is talking about going to Germany, leaving Egypt with his ill-gotten gains. And then, of course, Algeria has been having riots. Turkey, we've pushed them into the radical Islamic camp. That's the Gulen story. Dr. Paul Williams, you want to go up on the Internet and pull down his articles on Gulen, who is a multi-billionaire, drug-running gentleman who is closely affiliated with the CIA, according to Dr. Paul Williams. I'm simply quoting him. And, of course, Gulen has certainly moved Turkey from the secular, moderate position in the radical Islamic movement. And then he's also working with all the Muslim countries, the very Stan countries, Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan and you name it. And he's bringing all those countries into this radical Islamic fold. And do we have a caller? Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
This is David Rubin.
Oh, David, thank you so much. I'm terribly sorry for the mix-up this morning. We'd call the backup number rather than your direct number. And you are a former mayor there of one of the countries and one of the cities in Israel?
Yes, I am. From Shiloh, Israel.
All right. Why don't you tell us what's going on in Israel and what the conflict there in the Middle East is going to mean to Israel?
Well, we're all very concerned. The situation as it is, basically what has happened is that we're not talking about a human rights movement in Egypt. We're not talking about people who believe deeply in democracy, freedom of speech, freedom of worship. We're talking about a situation very similar to what happened in Iran in 1979, where you have a dictator who nevertheless is positive towards the West, positive towards Israel, positive towards the United States. And in Iran, everyone thought in the beginning that it was a democracy movement, that it was just average people fighting for their human rights. And what it turned out to be was an Islamic revolution. And since then, all of the Islamists from Iran have been trying to influence things and in all of the countries in the Middle East. And they're finally succeeding. And what we see is country after country falling. Lebanon, which once was a Western paradise, in the Middle East has now turned into an Islamist country. The Hezbollah terrorist organization has taken over through terrorism, a combination of terrorism and what we could call democracy, meaning free elections, and they've taken over in Lebanon. So we have country after country falling, and now Egypt. We don't yet know how it's going to turn out for sure, but all signs are pointing to the Muslim Brotherhood being the strongest force and possibly the one that is going to take over in Egypt. So the Muslim Brotherhood, for those of you who don't know, and even Obama himself, I heard him interviewed yesterday, he said strains of their ideology are anti-U.S. Well, it's not strains of their ideologies. I don't know what planet, with all due respect to the president, I don't know what planet he is living on. The statement of principles of the Muslim Brotherhood says, Allah is our objective. The Quran is our constitution. Muhammad, meaning the founder of Islam, who made jihad, holy war, the highest precept in Islam. It says the Prophet is our leader. That's what they refer to. Struggle is our way, and death for the sake of Allah is the highest of our aspirations. Well, something is wrong here. We're not talking about strains of an ideology being anti-U.S. The Muslim Brotherhood is strongly anti-U.S. They support terrorism against the United States, against Israel, and against the West. And furthermore, they support, and there is much documentation to back this up, they support a civilization jihadist process in North America to achieve the objective, I'm quoting here, from their memorandum from 1991, a civilization jihadist process in North America to achieve the objective of eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within. That is the Muslim Brotherhood, and I think we need to call a spade here.
David, we're just about out of time. Would you mind if I called you and we scheduled another program? I'm just so sorry. It was my I had misread our telephone numbers. We were calling the backup number rather than your number, but you have so much to say, and I agree with everything you're saying. I think this message should be gotten out across America. And I know what planet our president is living on. I know what he supports, and he is not pro-American. He is backing the destruction of our society, and I fear he's preparing a terrible, terrible war between America and Israel and the Muslim world. Are you concerned that this is a very real possibility?
I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned.
Well, I share your concern, and I apologize for not getting to you sooner, but I will call you and try to reschedule this program.
Okay.
So we can have a full hour and get the information out, and we'll try to do that next week. Anyway, thank you so much. God bless, and we'll talk to you later.
You're welcome.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our short interview with David Rubin, former mayor of Silo. He speaks well, and he's absolutely right, certainly, this radical form of Islam. But what you don't understand is this whole radical form of Islam has been funded by American tax dollars. First of all, the English funded, MI5 funded the Muslim Brotherhood, MI5, MI6, can't remember which it is, and then taken over by the CIA, funded the Muslim Brotherhood, which is radical Islam, Islamic Jihad. Where can you get the documentation, the book, entitled The Devil's Game? Now, basically, their thesis is, we created a Frankenstein, it got out of control. Well, we created a Frankenstein, I mean, the U.S. funded Hamas, and Barry Shamus readily admits that, and my recent, I did a program with Barry last night. He will tell you that the Mossad created Hamas. He doesn't mention the CIA part, but the book The Devil's Game does. But, of course, it didn't get out of control, I don't believe. I believe it's playing part. And sure, that we know that that we have agents planted within the terrorist movement. Why? Because the underwear bomber was given a bomb that wouldn't go off. The shoe bomber was given a bomb that wouldn't go off. A young man went to Pakistan to learn how to build a bomb, and they taught him how to build a bomb. It was a smoke bomb. And he detonated in Times Square, and he'll spend the rest of his life in prison where he deserves. But, of course, he didn't accomplish anything because we are very careful. We wouldn't want to disrupt the economy, would we? At least not at this time. And so they create all these fears, but, of course, nothing happens. Well, certainly you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see my talk on the forbidden secret and get the syllabus going with that so you can document what we're saying. You need to get my talk on the dark secret. It's part of the five talks given at our last conference, including going into the background of how we are financing Islamic terror training camps right here. Going into the backstage, you'll see how we are financing Islamic terror training camps right here. Going into the backstage, you'll see how we are financing Islamic terror training camps right here in the United States. You'll see how we are financing Islamic terror training camps right here in the United States. You'll see how we are financing Islamic terror training camps right here in the United States. You'll see how we are financing Islamic terror training camps right here in the United States. You'll see how we are financing Islamic terror training camps right here in the United States. You'll see how we are financing Islamic terror training camps right here in the United States. You'll see how we are financing Islamic terror training camps right here in the United States. You'll see how we are financing Islamic terror training camps right here in the United States. You'll certainly know how we are financing Islamic terror training camps right here in the United States. You'll certainly know how we are financing Islamic terror training camps right here in the United States. You'll certainly know how we are financing Islamic terror.